RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you the news, commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. Then we will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Vice President Yusuf Kalla affirmed Yemeni conflict can be solved peacefully. The government optimistic of achieving 6.6% growth target in 2016. Indonesian embassy in Madrid encourages Indonesians to promote Indonesia. Now the news in detail. Indonesia and Iran share the view that warring parties in Yemen will be able to solve their conflict peacefully. This was affirmed by Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla. He made the remarks following a meeting with Iranian Vice President for Management and Planning Muhammad Bahir Nobat at the Vice President's office in Jakarta Wednesday afternoon. According to Vice President Yusuf Kalla, both countries believe that the Yemeni conflict can be resolved without violence. He noted that Indonesia and Iran will also cooperate to fight terrorism. Indonesia and Iran stand firm against violence in any form, and terrorism is against humanitarian values and Islamic teachings. The government of Indonesia is optimistic that the economy will grow by 6.4% to 6.6% next year based on the discussion regarding its 2016 working plan. This was affirmed by the National Development Planning Minister, Andrianov Chaniago. He expressed out while reporting about the discussion regarding the government's 2016 working plan to President Joko Widodo at the National Development Planning meeting held in Jakarta on Wednesday. Minister Chaniago remarked that the economic growth target of 6.4 to 6.6% can be achieved by maintaining economic stability while concurrently controlling the inflation rate at 4.0%. To achieve quality economic growth, the government also maintained economic growth to improve the welfare indicator. Indonesian ambassador in Madrid, Yuli Mumpuni Widarsa, hopes Indonesian people in Spain can promote Indonesian Paris promotion events such as economic, social, and cultural aspects. This was affirmed by the Secretary of Indonesian Embassy, Nona Siska Novianti, as quoted by Antara News Agency. Ambassador Yuli Mumpuni expressed her hope in the meeting of Indonesian people, which was attended by around 200 people in Madrid, Spain. She also said the event is a first step of preparation of participation of Diaspora Indonesian Chapter Spain in the 3rd Diaspora Indonesian Congress to take place in Jakarta 12th until 14th of August 2015. She further said the meeting is also a support of Indonesian Embassy to improve Indonesian people's understanding about various things which had been carried out. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Jakarta Workers Forum head Muhammad Tuasad Workers Union in the capital would voice their reaction against the elimination of the workers' right to go on strike on their planned rallies on May Day. He said the right was stipulated in the International Labour Organization ILO Convention number 87/1948 and number 98/1949. According to Muhammad, the workers' right for a strike was an instrument of negotiation and response they can draw on against possible injustice by employers and to fight for their welfare. Besides being against the rights elimination, he said laborers in Jakarta would also face rejection against the salary payment scheme of every 2 until 5 years and the lingering outsourcing issues. Chairman of Indonesian Institute of Science LIPI Iskandar Zulkarnain on his speech of the discussion of LIPI Science Based Industrial Innovation Award at LIPI's building in Jakarta on Wednesday said, all industrial companies must be able to boost competitive power through sustainable innovation so they can stand on their industrial development. He said the street competition secure not only in the national level but also in the international level.
Persaingan bisnis yang begitu ketat, yang baik itu yang terjadi di lingkup internasional, regional, sampai di level lokal, jelas menunjukkan atau mengindikasikan bahwa industri yang tidak berbasis kepada inovasi itu tidak akan mampu bertahan meningkatkan daya saing.
The street business competition taking place in international, regional, and national level has indicated that the industry, which is not based on innovation, will not be able to stand to increase its competitive power. Therefore, the innovation-based science can be said to become a must recently. However, if we look at Indonesian industry, it is still indicated in the context of packaging, designing, or marketing level.
Yang memang harus kita akui itu membutuhkan modal yang lebih besar, SDM yang handal, gitu. Dan kadangkala juga waktu yang relatif panjang, ini menjadi hal yang tidak cukup menarik bagi industri kita. Nah, karena itu sebetulnya di balik itu semua perlu ada sebuah kesadaran bahwa sustainability atau keberlanjutan dari.
Moreover, Iskandar Zulkarnain added that not too late Indonesia with his huge population become foreign market products. Therefore, Iskandar asked all Indonesian companies industries to boost innovation so they can compete and keep developing their local products. The last item. In 2015, Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI will give a award to industrial companies which have scientific innovation. The award, held once in 2 years, was firstly given in 2013. Chairman of the Institute of Research and Science Development, Trishna Visanti, in her speech at the discussion themed LIPI to award science-based industrial innovation at LIPI's building in Jakarta on Wednesday, said that the award will encourage the industrial companies to boost their scientific innovation.
Ide ini bermula dari keinginan kami memberikan penghargaan kepada semula.
The idea of giving the award was from our wish because there are a lot of LIPI researchers in the industry. So the industrial company owners asked LIPI, what is the advantage of LIPI research? Therefore, we think it is important for us to appreciate the industrial companies. It is to encourage, to promote, and to appreciate every industrial company to boost its competitive industry by exploring science. The award shows to the society or to the industry about science-based innovation as the main base of increasing the national competitiveness.
Sebagai dasar utama dari peningkatan daya saing nasional.
The companies nominated to get the award are local and multinational companies which conduct scientific research activities for development of innovation. They must also have research and development unit or conduct intensive scientific researches or modify their existing product or technique. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener commentary today entitled Green Investment for Indonesia's Future. Indonesia was tracked to host the holding of international conference Tropical Landscape Summit, a global investment opportunity taking place on 27 until 20th April 2015. The event, opened by Vice President Yusuf Kala, was held by Investment Coordination Board, BKPM, along with Brazil State Office and United Nations Office for Red Plus Coordination or an ORCID. One of the conference aims attended by 1,000 participants was to boost inflow green investment into Indonesia. The green investment is appropriate for Indonesia, which is to realize a green economy. The strong commitment to realize green economy development has been actively voiced by Indonesia, mainly by former President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. In both national and international forums, he always affirmed this commitment. Even in the past, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono targeted the green economy have to improve Indonesian economic growth around 7%. Many parties perceive that Indonesia needs green investment, remembering that Indonesia is one of the countries that possesses the largest biodiversity in the world. Quoting the statement of Industry Minister Saleh Husen, in 2050, it is expected that the world will need 55% of water, 60% of additional food, 70% of energy, and 100% of additional electric need. In view of the increase and the shrinking of natural resources, industry cannot be any longer carried out as usual, but the world must pay attention to the equilibrium of environment. If high-cost economic development and uncared environmental sustainability remain to happen, the economic development will slow down. To encourage inflow green investment, the government of Indonesia has set up 10 categories of green investment to obtain tax evasion. They are geothermal sector, purification industry, natural gas management, basic organic chemical industry, which stands for agricultural outcomes, lead industry, electric plant, provision and production of gas, environmentally friendly urban transportation, tourism sector, and unhazardous garbage management. Of course, the given incentive is expected to be able to keep improving green investment in Indonesia. Both domestic and foreign investment play a major role to obtain the green economy. Investors as the doors of development must also play a very important role in pushing the advance of economic, social, and environmental development. The increase of green investment in Indonesia will of course speed up the rate of economic growth in Indonesia and improve the environment quality and prevent the social problems such as poverty. Concrete action by all stakeholders is really needed. The government should issue regulation and binding laws. Investors and industrialists have to carry out their businesses by not harming the environment but paying attention to the sustainability of the environment. Listener, that's commentary today read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me, Ani Hasana, in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event on April 30, 1948, when the Organization of American States was founded. The Organization of American States is an intercontinental organization founded on April 30, 1948, for the purposes of regional solidarity and cooperation among its member states. There were 21 countries which attended and signed Charter of the Organization of American States. The aim of the member countries was to create peace and justice, to promote solidarity among them, to strengthen cooperation, and to defend the sovereignty and their territorial integrity. And the next event was in 1980 when Beatrix was crowned as Queen of the Netherlands. Princess Beatrix reigned as Queen of the Netherlands from 1980 until her abdication in 2013. Prince Bernhard of Lippe-Biesterfeld. Upon her mother's accession in 1948, she became her presumptive. When her mother abdicated on April 30, 1980, Beatrix succeeded her as a queen. And the last event was in 1993, when CERN announced that the World Wide Web would be free to anyone. The World Wide Web had a number of differences from other hypertext systems available at that time. The web required only unidirectional links rather than bidirectional ones, making it possible for someone to link to another resource
without action by the owner of that resource. It also significantly reduced the difficulty of implementing web servers and browsers in comparison to earlier systems, but in turn presented the chronic problem of link rot. Unlike predecessors such as HyperCard, the World Wide Web was non-proprietary, making it possible to develop servers and clients independently, and to add extensions without licensing restrictions. On April 30, 1993, CERN announced that the World Wide Web would be free to anyone with no fees due, coming 2 months after the announcement that the server implementation of the Gopher protocol was no longer free to use. This produced a rapid shift away from Gopher and towards the web. An early popular web browser was Voila WWW for Unix and the X windowing system. And listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with today's focus entitled Indonesian Government Keeps Making Preparations to Face the ASEAN Economic Community 2015 by Doing Identification on Competitive Local Products. Listener, Indonesian President Jokowi, while attending the 26th ASEAN Summit held from April 26 to 29, 2015, in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, said that the government immediately identified the products that have a competitive edge in the near future. President asked the Indonesian people to be optimistic because Indonesia has a variety of products and it should be identified which one has the competitiveness to enter the ASEAN countries. President Jokowi also said many countries outside ASEAN are afraid of the implementation of the ASEAN Economic Community. President Jokowi also said the government aggressively re-identify any type of stuff that can become the mainstay of national exports ahead of the implementation of the ASEAN Economic Community agreements this year. The president affirmed Indonesia will inevitably have to be ready to face the AEC 2015. The most important thing to do in a closer time is identifying commodity. Related to problems of export commodity, Jokowi claims he is optimistic that Indonesia is able to penetrate other markets. While in the field of tourism, which also has some similarity in tourist destinations offered by other ASEAN countries, President said Indonesia still has the potential to increase the number of foreign tourists. Meanwhile, the ASEAN Economic Community AEC in the end of 2015 not only creates a lot of economic opportunities, but also presents a number of crucial challenges for Indonesia, so as not only being a market. According to Trade Minister Rahmat Gobel, there are at least 8 challenges that must be addressed by all stakeholders in the country. Within the next 8 months left, the 8 issues are as follows. 1. Low inter-region connectivity to support good and service traffic. 2. Less maximum skilled human resources. 3. Inadequate infrastructure. 4. Industrial and economic activity is still concentrated in Java Island. 5. Relatively low competitiveness of the domestic supply. 6. Difficult access to obtain capital funds. 7. Unsynchronized national and local regulations. 8. Indonesia's economy is still dependent on primary commodities and only oriented to the domestic market. Indonesian Trade Minister Rahmat Gobel explained, to be able to get the maximum benefit from the ASEAN Economic Community, the biggest challenge is to improve the competitiveness. However, Rahmat Gobel is optimistic a single market area will have a positive impact on the economy of ASEAN countries, including Indonesia. He believes the ASEAN economic integration will provide an opportunity for Indonesia to expand the scope of economies as well as reduce poverty and socio-economic gap. Besides, the AEC 2015 will also improve the investment and tourist attractiveness, reduce trade transaction costs, as well as increase trade and business facilities. And listener, that was Focus.
Listener, it's happy to be with you again. I'm here, Mana Rahmana, to inform you some headlines of national newspaper published in Jakarta on Thursday, 30th of April, 2015. Let's start headline in Kompas Daily. In its headline, Kompas writes, Indonesia respects the legal process of Mary Jane. The government of Indonesia appreciates the ongoing legal process in the Philippines related to human trafficking case that alleged counts that role Mary Jane faced a fellow to become victim. This makes Indonesian Attorney General Office AGO postponed the death execution towards Mary Jane until an undetermined time. President Joko Widodo explained that the execution of Mary Jane was postponed because there was a letter from the government of the Philippines that somebody could be a witness in the case of human trafficking. President Joko Widodo said on Wednesday, April 29th, that Indonesia appreciates the legal process. This decision is not to cancel but postponed. AGO gave time for the Mary Jane to appeal for her case if it has new evidence of the legal proceedings ongoing in the Philippines. Tempo newspaper writes in its headline, 3 hours determining. Early yesterday, human life was determined by a president. Joko Widodo decided to postpone the execution of Mary Jane Palacio of the Philippines, who was convicted of narcotic case, 3 hours before bullets to end her heart. Mary Jane, 30 years old, registered in the list of 9 people in the name of law, should be killed for being a drug dealer in Indonesia. President Joko Widodo gave out by a lot of public protest to decide Mary Jane, who was allegedly only a courier and a victim of human trafficking. One of the protests was that the president of the Philippines, Benigno Aquino III, who requested a delay of execution because the discretion of Mary Jane was needed to dismantle the hidden syndicate. Listener, we come to the end of today's headlines of some national newspaper published in Jakarta on Tuesday, 30 of April 2015. Republika Daily writes, in its headline, Australia was very angry. The government of Australia expressed disappointment and resentment over that the standpoint taken by the Indonesian government to have executed two convicted drug dealers, Muran Sukumaran and Andrew Chant. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott said that the withdrawal of Australian ambassador to Indonesia was related to the execution of these two citizens. The move was the first time to be carried out by Australia. Australia did not withdraw his ambassador when his citizen was executed for drug smuggling in 2005. Likewise, when two of his citizens were executed in Malaysia in 1993 and 1986. Listener, those were some headlines of national newspaper published in Jakarta today. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesia and Iran share the view that warring parties in Yemen will be able to solve their conflict peacefully. This was affirmed by Indonesian President Yusuf Kalla. He made a March parliament meeting with the Iranian Vice President for Management and Planning, Muhammad Bahir Novad, at the Vice President's office in Jakarta on Wednesday afternoon. The government of Indonesia is optimistic that the economy will grow by 6.4 to 6.6% next year, based on the discussion regarding its 2016 working plan. This was affirmed by National Development Planning Minister Andrianov Caniago. Indonesian Ambassador in Madrid, Yuli Mumpuni Widarso, hopes Indonesian people in Spain can promote Indonesian Paris promotion events, such as economic, social, and cultural aspects. This was affirmed by the Third Secretary of Indonesian Embassy, known as Siska Novianti, as quoted by Antara News Agency. Jakarta Workers Forum head Muhammadiyah SAG Workers Unions in the capital would voice their rejection against the elimination of the workers' right to go on strike on their planned rallies on May Day. He said the right was stipulated in the International Labour Organization ILO Convention number 87, 1948 and number 98, 1949. According to Muhammad, the workers' right for strike was an instrument of negotiation and a response they can draw on against possible injustice by employers and to fight for their welfare. Chairman of Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI Iskandar Sukarnain on his speech at the discussion of LIPI Science-Based Industrial Innovation Award at LIPI's building in Jakarta on Wednesday said, all industrial companies must be able to boost competitive power through sustainable innovation so they can stand on their industrial development. In 2015, Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI will give award to industrial companies which have scientific innovation. The award, held once in 2 years, was specially given in 2013. Chairman of the Institute Research and Science Development, Trisna Visanti, in her speech at a discussion team LIPI to award science-based industrial innovation at LIPI's building in Jakarta on Wednesday, said that the award will encourage the industrial companies to boost their scientific innovation. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Thank you for still listening to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listeners, now here are our next programs, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, as well as arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. In today's edition, I will introduce you to Bedulang tradition of Bangka Belitung Island. Stay tuned with us at RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Listener, every feast day, especially Idul Fitri and the birth of the Prophet Muhammad, the Bangka Muslim community in Bangka Belitung province held a tradition called Makan Bedulang at the village hall. The tradition, which emerged after the introductions of Islam to the Bangka Belitung, is also held as thanksgiving for grateful harvest. Bedulang tradition can be literally interpreted as makan menggunakan dulang or eating using the pan. Dulang, for the people of Belitung, is a large circular tray. It was wooden tray when it was used for the first time. However, since 1950, the newly introduced trays made of zinc has been used until now. In the Makan Bedulang tradition, at least four people sitting cross-legged surround the tray. The side dishes typical of Bangka Belitung is provided in small plates. All these dishes are placed in trays. Tray is then covered with a traditional food cover called mentudong. Rice is served separately, as well as drinking water, fruit, and snack desserts. On the trays, there are various Bangka typical culinary such as fish satay, serati meat or duck, spices coriander, and oseng-oseng. As for the dessert, there are bingke cake and dodol. To clean hands, finger bowls and napkin are provided. In Bedulang tradition, the guests who want to eat Bedulang are served by a man so-called Mak Panggong. Mak Panggong is not alone in cooking or in arranging Bedulang, pouring water or preparing the cakes and other devices. He is assisted by four other men, namely the Tukang Rage, Tukang Priksa, Tukang Isi Aik, and Tukang Angkat Dulang. usually this man or the member of family of the host, so they will serve the guests at the best. After Mak Panggung provides all the needs for bedulang, the youngest guest takes a plate and give it to the oldest guest. Age is not only postulated to determine this, the social status is also a consideration. Before eating, the guests wash their hands first, then takes the side dishes. The food that has been taken has to be eaten up, but the food that is still in bedulang should not be defiled, so it can be returned to the kitchen. Listener bedulang tradition reflects togetherness, tolerance, respect for elders, gratitude, and unity. Sitting cross-legged in bedulang also judged to be the best sitting position, healthy and perfect when eating bedulang. Bedulang now not only be enjoyed by a native of Bangka Belitung. Along with the increased number of tourists in Bangka Belitung, bedulang can be enjoyed in the Namang village, Central Bangka Regency. One portion of bedulang is only 300,000 rupiah or less than $30. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic bedulang tradition. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Miscellany from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we present you gold miners in Cikotok, Cibeber District, Lebak, Banten. Cikotok is a village which is not far from the capital city of Indonesia, Jakarta. The city has a special thing, namely gold mining. The state mining company used to explore this area as the biggest gold mining center in Indonesia. However, this mining was officially closed in 2011. At that time, this mining gave abundant fortune for people in the surrounding area. Most of people in this village work as gold miners. Until now, many villagers still look for gold in the area. In a journey of Voice of Indonesia team to Cikotok village gold mining, we managed to meet the miners. One of gold miners named Sukirman revealed the process of gold formation.
Kan ditumbuk dulu,
It is pounded first and then put into rod mill in the afternoon. After that, press it in the morning, but we don't know how much the gram is. Then, when it becomes grain, it is then processed to become gold. The price depends on the level. If it is high, it will be expensive. But if it is low, it will be cheap. Gold is priceless metal. In various parts of the world, gold still has high value. However, the sparkling gold does not guarantee the income of miners. My income is uncertain. I cannot set certain income every day. The uncertain income doesn't hamper the villagers to become gold miners. Moreover, landowner in the mining area sets his land to be rented with a unique system. The landowner, Sukarta, revealed.
Kalau ada hasilan, saya dikasih itu.
If the miners get gold, I also get income. So the renting system goes like this. If they get 10 kilograms of gold, I get 15 kilograms. For every hole used as mining, Sukarta gets half sack of gold. However, recently, Sukarta doesn't get gold but silver. I get silver, not gold. It only sells 13,000 per gram. I get 10 gram that sells 130,000 for 1 week. Gold level, which is getting low in this area, can change precious metal into silver. Silver may become the answer of life continuity for Cikotok villagers as miners. The sparkling gold used by precious metal lovers doesn't reflect the same thing for the gold miners. Landslide always threatens the miners when they look for gold. Despite the high risk, the miners never gave up. We don't know what is their main choice, gold or life. For your listeners, that ends today's miscellany on the portrait of gold miners in Cikotok, Jibeber District, Lebak, Banten. I'm Hernita. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with Minuka in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I'll present you Wong Pitu Group Band. Well, listener, let's listen to the song entitled Bingung by Wong Pitu. That performed in front of public for the first time on April 3, 2001, made a comeback in 2009 with their single Hello. Wong Pitu name was based on simple ideas and nuance of Indonesia, which means seven people. after changing personnel for several times, currently Wong Pitu consists of Gomez, Larry Putirai, and Eddie Timisela on vocals, as well as Pepe Wong on guitar, Krishna Prameswara on keyboard, Chandra as a drummer, and Aryo as a bassist. At first, Wong Pitu was nothing more than a band cafe in general, but the sense of humor and entertaining talents of each personnel is not unstoppable. So when Wong Pitu appeared in every show, they got a tremendous response. Well, listener, let's listen to the next songs entitled Curiga. Happy listening. From the offer to be the host of Centro Campo, a program in one private TV station. Then they signed a contract with Sony PMG and released a compilation parody album Dasarese, which was taken from Aserehe. Then released a Wong Pitu debut album in 2004 with a song entitled Jempol Kaki. And Then, they signed a contract with a TV station for the onstage with Wong Pitu, which was screened every week on private TV. Now, after Wong Pitu separated from the shade of the old label, they released a new single entitled Hello with a pop rhythm, which is believed to anesthetize the Indonesian music lovers to easily sing it. The song will also be followed by other singles in line with the production of Wong Pitu album, which was delayed a few years ago. Well, listener, to conclude our musical program for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Hello and Tak Tahu. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next Music Corner.
Aku malu, pilihlah aku karena cuma satu. Sebab aku lucu, tidak pernah malu. Mari kesini dong, kamu paling kincong. Jangan kamu bengong, coba dong tolong. Minta nomor telepon, di mana kamu nongkrong. Aku tidak nongkrong, pasti ku alalalong.
Halo, halo,
ku tahu kau di rumah. Besok ku datang, cinta, jangan kau pergi. Satu, sebab aku lucu, tidak pernah malu.
Mari kesini dong, kamu paling kincong. Jangan kamu bengong, coba dong ditolong.
Minta nomor telepon, di mana kamu nongkrong. Aku tidak nodong, pasti ku alalalong.
Halo, halo,
ku tahu kau di rumah. Besok ku datang, cinta, jangan kau pergi. Tunggu aku, sayangku.
Halo, halo,
apa kabar denganmu?
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Segala perhatian tak pernah ku berikan sedikit padamu. Semua perasaan telah aku curahkan tulus untukmu.
namun kau tak pernah sadari itu semua. Seakan ku tak ada, meskipun ku selalu ada. Aku tak tahu lagi untuk apa aku ada di sampingmu. Aku tak sanggup lagi bila kau selalu meniadakanku. Seringkali ku coba untuk saling bicara, apa yang terjadi? Mencari jawaban apa yang kau rasakan yang ada di hati. Namun kau tak pernah sadari itu semua. Seakan ku tak ada, meskipun ku selalu ada. Aku tak tahu lagi untuk apa aku ada di sampingmu. Aku tak sanggup lagi bila kau
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.